Welcome back. You're listening to Cross the Border. It's the name of my website, Cross the Border. If you're enjoying these studies, you'll also enjoy my website. So do take a visit there, crosstheborder.org, and click on the follow button or the subscribe button in the upper right-hand corner. I believe a follow button might show up on your browser, depending, I guess, upon your browser. And all you got to do is give me your email address and you'll be notified. I'll also send you a password so that you can see all of the chapters of my videos, The Greatest Prophecy DVD, there in HD on my website. Also, make sure you get a copy of that DVD from me. Order it and get the latest version. It'll have 2012 written on it, version 2012. And that way you get all the addendums and make copies and give them away once you have that. But make sure you're passing out the latest version. We've made some upgrades, and I believe that it's better than it's ever been. So don't know if we're going to make any more upgrades this year. Probably not. We may have to work on a different video. Okay, let's see. The Lord God of Israel. We're in 1 Kings chapter 8 and verse 23, backing up a little bit. Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord in the presence of all the congregation of Israel, and he spread forth his hands toward heaven. Okay, so his hands, both hands toward heaven, and he's praying before all Israel. And he said, Yahuwah, the name, God of Israel, there is no God like thee in heaven above or on earth beneath, who keepeth covenant and mercy with thy servants that walk before thee with all their heart. So he keeps covenant and mercy with his servants that walk before him with all their heart, who has kept with thy servant David my father that thou promised him. Thou spakest also with thy mouth, and hast fulfilled with thine hand, as it is this day. Therefore now, Lord God of Israel, Yahuwah, God of Israel, keep with thy servant David my father that thou promised him, saying, there shall not fail thee a man in my sight to sit on the throne of Israel, so that thy children take heed to their way, that they walk before me as thou hast walked before me. And now, O God of Israel, let thy word, I pray thee, be verified, which thou spakest unto thy servant David my father. But will God indeed dwell on the earth? Behold, the heaven and heaven of heavens cannot contain thee, how much less this house that I have builded. Yet thou respect unto the prayer of thy servant, and unto his supplication, O Yahuwah my God, to hearken unto the cry and to the prayer which thy servant prayeth before thee this day, that thine eyes may be opened toward this house day and night, toward the place of which thou hast said, my name shall be there, that thou mayest hearken unto the prayer of which thy servant shall make toward this place. And hearken thou to the supplication of thy servant and of thy people Israel, when thou shalt pray toward this place, and hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place, when thou hearest, forgive. If any man trespass against his neighbor, and an oath be laid upon him to cause him to swear, and the oath come before thine altar in this house, then hear thou in heaven, and do, and judge thy servants, condemning the wicked to bring his way upon his head, and justifying the righteous to give him according to his righteousness. When thy people Israel be smitten down before the enemy because they have sinned against thee. See, now here's a politician pulling no punches, telling it just like it is. When thy people be smitten down before the enemy because they have sinned against thee, and shall turn again to thee, and confess thy name, and pray, and make supplication unto thee in this house, then hear thou in heaven, and forgive the sin of thy people Israel, and bring them again into the land which thou gavest unto their fathers. When heaven is shut up, and there is no rain, because they have sinned against thee, if they pray toward this place and confess thy name and turn from their sin when thou afflictest them, then hear thou. In other words, when they repent, truly repent, because they turn from their sin. Repentance is throughout the scripture. Then hear thou in heaven and forgive the sin of thy servants and of thy people Israel, that thou teach them the good way wherein they should walk, and give rain upon the land which thou hast given to thy people for an inheritance. If there be in the land famine, if there be pestilence, blasting, mildew, locust, or if there be caterpillar, if their enemy besiege them in the land of their cities, whatsoever plague, whatsoever sickness there be, what prayer and supplication soever be made by any man, or by all thy people Israel, which shall know every man the plague in of his own heart, and spread forth his hand toward this house, then hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place, and forgive, and do, and give to every man according to his ways, whose heart thou knowest, for thou, even thou only, knowest the hearts of all the children of men, that they may hear, that they may fear thee all the days that they live in the land which thou gavest unto our fathers. 1 Kings chapter 8 and verse 41. Moreover, concerning a stranger that is not of thy people Israel, but cometh out of a far country for thy name's sake, for they shall hear of thy great name, and of thy strong hand, of thy stretched out arm, when he shall come and pray toward this house, hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place, and do according to all that the stranger calleth thee to do, that all people of the earth may know thy name, to fear thee, as do thy people Israel, and that they may know that this house which I have builded is called by thy name. So there's a call for all strangers, even outside of Israel, to join in the faith. If thy people go out to battle against their enemy, whithersoever thou shalt send them, and shalt pray unto the Lord toward the city which thou hast chosen, and toward the house that I have built for thy name, then hear thou in heaven their prayer and their supplication, and maintain their cause. And if they sin against thee, for there is no man that sinneth not. There it is. If they sin against thee, for there is no man that sinneth not. And thou be angry with them, and deliver them to the enemy, so that they carry them away captives unto the land of the enemy, far or near. Brings to mind Daniel, one of the captives, after the destruction, because of the abomination. The sin of the nation became so abominable that it brought about the first desolation and the 70 years desolation, so that they carry them away captives into the land of the enemy, far or near. And this prayer is prophetic in nature too, is it not? Yet if they shall bethink themselves in the land whither they were carried captives, and repent and make supplication unto thee in the land of them that carried them captives, saying, we have sinned, we have done perversely, we have committed wickedness, and so return unto thee with all their heart, with all their soul, in the land of their enemies which led them away captive, and pray unto thee toward their land which thou gavest unto their fathers, the city which thou hast chosen, and the house which I have built for thy name, then hear thou their prayer and their supplication in heaven, thy dwelling place, and maintain their cause, and forgive thy people that have sinned against thee, and all their transgressions wherein they have transgressed against thee, and give them compassion before them who carried them captive, that they may have compassion on them. For they be thy people, and thine inheritance, which thou brought forth out of the land of Egypt in the midst of the furnace of iron, that thine eyes may be open unto the supplication of thy servant, and unto the supplication of thy people Israel, to hearken unto them in all that they call for unto thee. For thou didst separate them from among all the people of the earth to be thine inheritance, as thou spakest by the hand of Moses thy servant, when thou broughtest them, our fathers, out of Egypt, O Lord God. And it was so that when Solomon had made an end of praying all this prayer and supplication unto Yahweh, he rose from before the altar of the Lord, from kneeling on his knees with his hands spread up to heaven. And he stood and blessed all the congregation of Israel with a loud voice, saying, Blessed be the Lord, blessed be Yahuwah that hath given rest unto his people Israel, according to all that he promised. There hath not failed one word of all his good promise, which he promised by the hand of Moses his servant. Yahuwah our God be with us, as he was with our fathers. Let him not leave us nor forsake us, that he may incline our hearts unto him, to walk in all his ways, and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, which he commanded our fathers. Let these my words, wherewith I have made supplication before Yahuwah, be nigh unto the Lord our God, day and night, that he maintain the cause of his servant and the cause of his people Israel at all times, as the matter shall require, that all the people of the earth may know that Yahuwah God is God, and that there is none else. Let your heart therefore be perfect with the Lord our God, to walk in his statutes and to keep his commandments as it is this day. And the king and all Israel with him offered sacrifice before the Lord. And Solomon offered a sacrifice of peace offerings, which he offered unto the Lord, 22,000 oxen and 120,000 sheep. So the king and all the children of Israel dedicated the house of Yahuwah. The same day did the king hallow the middle of the court that was before the house of the Lord, for there he offered the burnt offerings and meat offerings and the fat and the peace offerings, because the brazen altar that was before the Lord was too little to receive burnt offerings and meat offerings and the fat of the peace offerings. And at that time Solomon held a feast, and all Israel with him, a great congregation from the entering in of Hamath unto the river of Egypt before the Lord our God, 7 days and 7 days, even 14 days. On the 8th day he sent the people away, and they blessed the king and went into their tents joyful and glad of heart for all the goodness that the Lord had done for David his servant and for Israel his people. Now that was one big feast, and I guess I'm going to have to wait for the resurrection and the setting up of his kingdom to experience something like that. I'm looking forward to it. I don't know about you, but I am. I'm looking forward to the resurrection and that millennial reign of Messiah. We're going to have much feasting, as they would say today, much partying, but it's going to be a righteous party. There's going to be no wickedness in it, like they have wickedness in their parties today. So all their parties are surround wickedness. Okay, we're in 1 Kings chapter 9 and verse 1. And it came to pass, when Solomon had finished the building of the house of the Lord, and the king's house, and all Solomon's desire, which he was pleased to do, that Yahuwah appeared to Solomon the second time, as he had appeared unto him at Gibeon. And the Lord said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and thy supplication that thou hast made before me, and I have hallowed this house, which thou hast built to put my name there forever, and mine eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. And if thou wilt walk before me as David thy father walked, in integrity of heart, and in uprightness to do according to all that I have commanded thee, and will keep my statutes and my judgments, then I will establish the throne of thy kingdom upon Israel forever, as I promised to David thy father, saying, There shall not fail thee a man upon the throne of Israel. But, here's the but if, if you shall turn, and he's not just speaking to Solomon here, but and Solomon did turn, and I'm certain that he repented. Can't say as I've ever been tempted with the temptation Solomon was tempted with, but he says, but if you shall at all turn from following me, ye or your children, and will not keep my commandments and my statutes which I have set before you, but go serve other gods and worship them, then will I cut off Israel out of the land which I have given them, and this house which I have hallowed for my name, and I will cast out of my sight, and Israel shall be a proverb and a byword among the people. And of course we know that this was accomplished temporarily during the 70 years desolation, and then permanently in 70 AD unto, well, today, where there is a nation, Israel, being established in the land for the purposes of the Almighty, and it's not what most of your popular prophets think it is. Not at all. Most of them have bought into the false prophecy. So there's the warning, and it came to pass. Verse 8, chapter 9 of 1 Kings. And at this house, which is high, everyone that passeth by it shall be astonished, and shall hiss, and they shall say, Why hath the Lord done thus unto this land and to this house? Now that was the 7 years desolation that he's speaking specifically thereof. And they shall answer, Because they forsook the Lord their God, who brought them forth and their fathers out of the land of Egypt, and have taken hold of other gods, and have worshipped them and served them. Therefore hath the Lord brought upon them all this evil. And it came to pass at the end of 20 years, when Solomon had built the two houses, the house of the Lord and the king's house. Now Hiram, the king of Tyre, had furnished Solomon with cedar trees and fir trees and with gold according to all his desire. And then King Solomon gave Hiram 20 cities in the land of Galilee. And Hiram came out from Tyre to see the cities which Solomon had given him, and they pleased him not. And he said, What cities are these which you have given me, my brother? And he called them the land of Cabal unto this day. And Hiram sent to the king 60 talents of gold. And this was the reason of the levy which King Solomon raised for to build the house of the Lord and his own house in Milo, or Millo, and the wall of Jerusalem, and Hazor, and Megiddo, and Gezer. For Pharaoh, king of Egypt, had gone up and had taken Gezer and burnt it with fire and slain the Canaanites that dwelt in the city, and given it for a present unto his daughter Solomon's wife. And Solomon built Gezer and Beth Horon the nether, and Baalath and Tadmor in the wilderness in the land, and all the cities of store that Solomon had, and the cities for his chariots, and the cities for his horsemen, and that which Solomon desired to build in Jerusalem, and in Lebanon, and all the land of his dominion, and all the people that were left of the Amorites, Hittites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites, which were not of the children of Israel. The children their children that were left after them in the land, whom the children of Israel also were not able to utterly destroy, upon those did Solomon levy a tribute of bond service unto this day. But the children of Israel did Solomon make no bondmen, but they were men of war, and his servants, and his princes, and his captains, and rulers of his chariots, and of his and his horsemen. These were the chief of the officers that were over Solomon's work, 550, which bare the rule over the people that wrought in the work. But Pharaoh's daughter came up out of the city of David unto her house, which Solomon had built for her. Then he did build Millo. And three times in a year did Solomon offer burnt offerings and peace offerings upon the altar which he built unto the Lord. And he burnt incense upon the altar that was before Yahweh. So he finished the house. And King Solomon made a navy of ships in Ezion-Geber, which is beside Eloth, on the shore of the Red Sea in the land of Edom. And Hiram sent in the navy his servants, shipmen that had knowledge of the sea, with the servants of Solomon. And they came to Ophir and fetched from thence gold, 420 talents, and brought it to King Solomon. And we're now in chapter 10 of 1 Kings. Now when the king of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon concerning the name of Yahweh, she came to prove him with hard questions. And she came to Jerusalem with a very great train, with camels that bear spices and very much gold and precious stones. And when she came, and when she was come to Solomon, she communed with him of all that was in her heart. Now we're running out of time, so we're going to pick up in chapter 10 of 1 Kings next time on Cross the Border. In the meantime, I'd like you to visit my website, Cross the Border. Click on the follow button or the subscribe button there, and talk to me. There's a comment page there. Not a comment, contact page there. Contact me. Let me know that you're listening. Whatever comments, questions, whatever you have there about the broadcast. And remember that on Wednesdays, we're doing a live broadcast and would like participation. We can cover topics. If you put in questions or say you'd like to hear about this topic or what about this or that, leave that on the comment page there or email me. I'll cover that there. Also, if you visit any of the pages and their comment sections there at the end, you have any comments, questions about any of the postings there, we'll leave those on the appropriate page so that everyone visiting that page can be edified. And I'll answer them there and perhaps discuss them on the live broadcasts. You've been listening to Cross the Border. Make sure you come back next time. And we'll continue in 1 Kings. In the meantime, in everything you say and everything you do, bless his holy name and follow him with all your mind and all your heart.